गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुग्रहवरं रसरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वंदे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स द लोटस फीट फॉर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड टू श्रीमद भक्ति जीवन जनार्दन गोस्वाई महाराज हुज व्यास पूजा तिथि महामहोत्सव वी आर ऑब्जर्विंग टुडे। सो जस्ट अ फ्यू डेज बिफोर वॉज हिज तिरुभाव तिथि हिज डिसअपियरेंस डे। सो हिज महामहोत्सव द तिथि ऑफ हिज अपियरेंस इज टुडे। So the appearance of a Vaishnav is very special, and also so is his disappearance, and they all have their own specialities. For instance, of the charitra, the character of a Vaishnav, his life is known more on his disappearance than his appearance, because we see that whatever he's done, his entire life, how he's preached, how he's done bhajan, how he's practiced, all of this is remembered especially on the day of his disappearance. But also the day of his appearance is considered to be non-different from the day of Vyasadeva's appearance. Therefore it is called Vyas Puja, Guru Puja. You see, Vaishnava, he never claims that the day of appearance, his appearance is his appearance. Rather, it is called the Vyas Puja Tithi. Why? Because we see that the Vaishnava is a representative of Shri Vyasadev. Therefore, when he descends to this world as a representative of Vyasadev, what does he do? By following in the footsteps of Vyasadev, he connects all the jivas to Krishna. Because what did Vyas do? Vyas, by writing all the Vedic scriptures, and Vyas in itself means to expand. Vyas means vistar, to expand. So he expands the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna to everyone, and everyone is connected by this tithi to Sri Radha and Krishna. Similarly, when the pure devotee appears in this world, by his appearance, he connects everyone to Radha and Krishna, to Mahaprabhu. And we see Mahaprabhu himself, he set the precedent for following this Vyas Puja tithi. He himself, when he was in Shivas Thakur's residence, Mahaprabhu himself told Shivas Thakur that now you must make all arrangements for a Vyas Puja, because this is the tithi of Vyasadev. And when Shivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu, he will be made the representative of Vyasadev. But then Nityananda Prabhu never agreed to be garlanded first. And as soon as Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu garlanded him. And he said, you are the root of all Vyasadevs. Therefore, when we are worshipping you, all the Vyasadevs are being worshipped, millions of Vyasadevs. So we see that on this tithi also, when we are actually worshipping the Vaishnava, we are actually worshipping Vyasadev himself. And Vyasadev, he can be seen in two ways. So Vaishnava's Avirbhav tithi is said to be non-different from the Avirbhav tithi of Vyas. By worshipping the Vaishnav, Vyas himself is worshipped. Because it is seen that Vyas, he is the literary incarnation of Bhagavan. Bhagavan himself has descended in this form to expand his own glories. Therefore the Vaishnav is also expanding the glories of Bhagavan. So therefore, when he is expanding the glories of Bhagavan, he is actually doing the work that Vyasadeva himself did. So therefore, in one way,
वैष्णव ऐसे नहीं होते हैं। जो कुछ मिलता है तो वो लेकर के अपने जो इष्ट है भविष्य वस्तु में वहां तक पहुंच सकते हैं। ये हमारे लिए सबसे बड़ा संयोग है, ये ग्रेट चांस है कि हमारे अंदर श्रद्धा है नहीं है, क्योंकि जो कुछ है पुष्पांजलि उनके चरण में जो संबोधन करी थी वो उसको शुद्ध परिष्कृत करके एवं एकदम सुंदर सजा करके बेस्ट डेट तक पहुँच सकते हैं उनका दर्शन, इससे उनकी पूजा ही बेस्ट पूजा मान जाता है। क्यों हम पूजा करेंगे तो बेस्ट को स्वीकार करेंगे, बेस्ट को जानते नहीं, बेस्ट से हमारा संबंध नहीं, परिचय नहीं, और हम इतना क्वालिफाइड नहीं। नहीं तो वो वैष्णव जो आचार्य हमारे गुरु जो हम लोगों के पास में आए हुए हैं तो उन्होंने सुझाव दिया कि तुम हमारे प्रति जो श्रद्धा समर्पण करोगे या तुम्हारा हमारे साथ संबंध है तुम जो कुछ मुझे दोगे मैं इसको सजा करके तैयार करके पहुँचा दूँ बेस्ट। जैसे साधारण एक ऑफिस में जा करके कुछ आप करोगे तो गवर्नमेंट तक पहुँच जाती है, तो गवर्नमेंट का ऑफिस है, ब्रांच ऑफिस गवर्नमेंट का कोर्ट है कुछ भी है तो एकदम ऑफिस तक पहुँच जाती है, ऐसे मेन गवर्नमेंट तक पहुँचती है। ये गवर्नमेंट के ये लोग सब परिचय है, इसलिए इनकी पूजा करने से ये पूजा को भी खा ले जाएंगे अपने बारा भी ले लेंगे, ये बहुत ज्यादा गुण है, ये वैसे कभी नहीं भगवान तक पहुँचा देंगे, इसलिए इनकी पूजा भगवान मत भक्त पूज्य बुद्धि को मेरे भक्त सबसे पूज्य है। क्यों वो भक्त मेरा इसलिए है पूज्य कि जो पूजा उनके लिए करोगे तो पूजा भगवान तक हो जाएगी, भगवान की पूजा भगवान की पूजा कर और अनुरोध करेंगे इनकी पूजा स्वीकार कर लो, ये अज्ञान है अनभिज्ञ है ना भौतिक नहीं है जानता नहीं है स्वीकार कर लो, जैसे जैसे आपके लिए कुछ समर्पण किया तो ले लो है जैसे आप आकर को बोलते हैं तो मुझे ये ले लो उन्होंने दिया है मैं बने रहता हूँ नहीं तो कितना है वो उसी तुम्हारा संबंध है वो तुम्हें जानते नहीं, आप अनुरोध करते हैं तो आपको दिया तो रखेंगे नहीं, तो इसलिए वो आपकी पूजा की कि ये पूजा कहाँ तक पहुँची मेरे पास तो मैं क्या करूँगा गुरु महाराज को पूछूंगा गुरु महाराज क्या करेंगे भगवान के पूछेंगे, इसलिए इसको सीरियल बेस्ट पूजा कहा जाता है। समझ में आए कि नहीं मैं बिल्कुल बाकी है
So you see, monophyte guru, a Vaishnava, what does he do? Whatever puja he receives, he does not keep for his own self. Rather, he offers them at the lotus feet of Vyasadev. He never keeps anything for his own self, any respect, any adoration, any gifts, whatever he has, he offers at the lotus feet of Sri Vyasadev. Like we've seen in Gurudev's own Vyas Puja, when so many would offer so many different things to him, he'd say, I'm not accepting any of this puja for my own self. Rather, I'm offering it to my Guru Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj is offering it to his Guru Maharaj. And this way, ultimately, it is reaching the lotus feet of Sri Krishna himself. I'm not keeping anything for my own self. And Gurudev would even say that many people are saying, this is my birthday, that today is the day. But I think my birthday is on Gaur Purnima. Because that was the day I received Harinam and Diksha from my Guru Maharaj. So I think my birthday is Gaur Purnima. But still, since all of you are saying that this is my birthday, so I am bound to accept. So this way we see, even their very appearance days, they do not accept as their own. Rather, they consider the appearance day of Bhagavan to be their own appearance day. So when they are offering the entire Tithi in itself at the lotus feet of Krishna, then what to speak of offering the other presentations that the devotees have to offer. They will never keep anything for their own selves. Like we see Srila Prabhupada also, when they would offer all these presentations to him on his Vyas Puja Tithi, Prabhupada would say that while seeing all of you, I am reminded, I see my Guru in all of you. Therefore all of you are my bandhus. All of you are my bandhavs. Why? You are my vipada uddharan bandhu. Because you are delivering me from this vipad. So therefore on this day of my own Vyas Puja, Prabhupada would say that by seeing all of you, I'm reminded of my own Guru. So therefore, I see my Guru reflected in the hearts of all of you. So therefore, actually, I'm worshipping all of you. Although externally, it may seem that you're worshipping me. But still know for certain that I'm worshipping all of you. So we see that our Guru Arjan, they never keep anything for their own selves. Like we've heard also, all the disciples of Prabhupada Sarasi Thakur, on their own Vyas Puja Tithis, they would worship everyone, all the different personalities. Like Gurudev himself, he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that on the Vyas Puja, one should worship these seven different personalities, these panchaks. From this Govardhan Math in Jagannath Puri, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he secured one manual about how to worship our Guru Varga, and he gave it to Prabhupada, in which there is Sapta Panchak, means five different personalities branched in seven different groups. They are worshipped separately on the day of Vyas Puja. Like Panchatattva, Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Shiva Thakur, Advaita Acharya, they are one group. And then Vyasadev, Paila, Vaishampayana, Sumanta, Jaimini, they are worshipped in one group. And then the Shaktis, Gaur, Gadadhar, and Gaur, Gadadhar, so they are worshipped in one group. And then four more Panchaks, I've forgotten actually. The Acharya Panchak is Nimbaditya, Madhu Acharya, and Ramanuja Acharya, and Vishnu Swami. And then the Krishna Panchak is Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh, Vasudev. And then there's one more, which has Sukadev Goswami. And so this way, there's seven different Panchaks, they're worshipped. Why? Because these different personalities, they themselves are the origin, the root of this principle of Akhanda Guru Tattva. Like we see, Baladev Prabhu himself is considered to be Akhanda Guru Tattva, and so is Srimati Radhika. So this way, this preceptorial channel is flowing. How? Through this Amnai Vani, through the instructions that have been received from Guru, they have been flowing to this continuous day. Like we see, we've heard before that what is this Ritvik system? Like we see, we've heard from the Vaishnavas that now everyone can call themselves to be Ritviks. Why? Because if everyone claims to be a Rupanuga, a follower of Rupa Goswami, then he is a Ritvik in the true sense. Why? Because we see that Rupa Goswami is the very basis of the entire Krishna consciousness movement, of the bhakti movement. So therefore, if any person feels very proud in calling himself a Rupanuga, then he is a Ritvik. Why? Because Rupa Goswami fulfilled the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu. He established the heart's desire of Mahaprabhu. How? Because Mahaprabhu chose him. Even Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramanand Prabhu, they did not establish Mahaprabhu's heart's desire. Because they were so much absorbed in this prem of Mahaprabhu that they would fall unconscious. So how could they reveal these moods of Mahaprabhu? Sarup Damodar Goswami, he mentioned everything in this Kadach, in this diary, and he gave it to Das Goswami. And Rai Ramananda Prabhu also wrote many dramas and kirtans. But we see a detailed description of Mahaprabhu's moods was given only to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami in such a way that he blessed him to manifest all these scriptures, to manifest all his moods. At the same time, he blessed him to not become unconscious. Because when one relishes the prem of this spiritual world, he is bound to fall unconscious. He may even leave his body. Therefore, Mahaprabhu blessed him that even you will not be affected by the transformations of prem. You will still be unaffected and still you will mention everything. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, in a neutral way, in a tathasta way, he has described everything, all the different rasas in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, beginning with Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. But especially in Ujjal Neelmani, he could no longer be neutral. Then he wrote everything in his form as Rupmanjari. He said, Ujjal Neelmani is my heart, and he's given everything there. So our Guru Argar Acharya is also there, the followers of Rupa Goswami. Whatever he has done, they're only expounding, they're only supplementing whatever he has given. Like we see, Srila Gurudev also, whatever Rupa Goswami has given, he's supplementing, he's giving more and more. Like the Ras Panchadai, his own commentary on Ujjal Neelmani, his own commentary on all the Goswami's guru, books like Brihad Bhagavatamrit. So therefore, ultimately, Vyas Puja means the worship of Srila Rupa Goswami himself. because Rupanu Gaudiya Guru Varga, for them Rupa Goswami is their very life. Like Prabhupada said, that our goal is to be the foot dust of Rupa Goswami. He said, life after life, we have to aim to be a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. So therefore, but Vyasadev, what was his special contribution? He gave the Bhagavat. And we see Mahaprabhu, he said that Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. That except for the Bhagavat, there is no other evidence. So therefore, Vyasadev gave so many other things. Like the Devi Puran, Shiv Puran, Vishnu Puran. He gave so many other Upapuranas, Itihasas, the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutra. But still, what is his main contribution? The Bhagavatam. And what is the main contribution of the Bhagavatam? Is the moods of the Rajavasis. And amongst the moods of the Rajavasis, the prema of the gopis. So therefore, Vyas Puja is especially, therefore the appearance of every Acharya is especially celebrated as Vyas Puja. Because Vyasadeva has given the moods of the gopis in the Bhagavatam. Therein he has described how the gopis have selflessly offered themselves to Krishna without caring for anything. Krishna's love is Bahunishta. His love is divided amongst so many other people. His love is divided even for us in this world. Anyone who calls out to him even once, his love is drawn to that person. But the gopis, their everything is only for Krishna. One pointed, only for Krishna. They have nothing for their own selves also. So therefore, who has given this ideal love? Vyasadeva has given. He has manifested rather. Bhagavatam was never written. Bhagavatam was always present. But he manifested all these things in book form. And he gave it to the entire world. So therefore, everyone is indebted, especially to him. And especially those in this Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Because we say this is the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And who is Madhvacharya's guru? It is Vyasadeva. It is saying that Madhvacharya was never formally initiated by Vyasadeva. But still we see that he received, whatever he gave to the Sampradaya was ultimately inspired to him by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva told Madhvacharya that, Shankaracharya, what did he do? He said, Vyasadeva, he is at fault. Because he has described he has used the word Anandamoy. So Anandamoy is not proper. Rather, Ananda is proper. Why has he used Anandamoy? Anandamaya Abhyasat. Anandamaya Abhyasat means you must worship that personality is full of bliss. But Shankaracharya said no, he is at fault. He is not full of bliss. He should be Ananda Abhyasat. Means there is only bliss. Why full of bliss? So Anandamaya, it becomes an adjective then to describe a personality. Like Satyam Jnanam Ananta Brahma. So here you see there are three adjectives to describe Brahma. He is Satya Swarup, he is Gyan Swarup, and he is Ananda Swarup. So here there are three adjectives. Similarly, Vyasadeva has used this adjective, Anandamaya Brahma. He is Ananda Swarup. But Shankaracharya, he said no. He is at fault. He is Bhrant. So Vyasadeva, he said, Shankaracharya is not understanding me properly. He has said, I am at fault. So how is he performing my Vyas Puja? So therefore, he inspired everything in the heart of Madhvacharya. He said, you do everything again. You manifest the entire Vedanta Sutra with the proper Bhakti explanation. So therefore we see this Sampradaya is especially indebted to Vyasadev because everything has come from him. So therefore any Sampradaya you see has its roots in Vyasadev. Any Sampradaya, any guru even related slightly to Sanatana Dharma has its root in Vyasadev. Therefore when an Acharya celebrates his Tithi as Vyas Tithi, like we just heard, he prides himself in offering whatever he has at the lotus feet of Vyasadeva. But still we see, Vyas is not just a personality. It is a homonym. A homonym means a personality who has many different names. Like we see, does Vyas only mean Vyas? Can also mean Rupa Goswami. Can also mean Srimati Radhika. Can also mean Baladev Prabhu. It can also mean one's own guru. So it is branched, not just necessarily directed only towards Vyas. Like Shri Guru, when we say Shri Guru, it is Tattva. It is not merely a personality. Like we say, Gurudev would always say, they would always ask Gurudev, saying, oh, will I ever meet you life after life? And Gurudev said, a bona fide Guru will always deliver his disciple life after life, but not necessarily in that same form. He said, the personality is the same, but the dress is different, he said. This is Guru Tattva, where the personality is the same, but the external appearance changes. So similarly in Vyas also it is a tattva. The personality is the same, but still the appearance is changing. But ultimately, what is this personality? It is the Swarup. And what is the form? It is the Rup. So who is the Swarup of Krishna? The Srimati Radhika herself. So therefore, this personality is Srimati Radhika herself. And all the others are actually her representatives. So therefore, Vyas Puja in itself means Srimati Radhika's puja. It is the observance of her tithi. So we observe the Vyas Puja tithis of so many of our acharyas. Like today is Srila Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Maharaj's Vyas Puja. Tomorrow is Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj's. A few days after is Srila Bhakti and Vaman Goswami Maharaj's. And then Srila Gurudev's. And then Srila Trivikram Goswami Maharaj's. Srila Param Gurudev's. Srila Prabhupada's. And then Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. Advaita Acharya's appearance. This way, all the Guru Vargas, their tithis are appearing in these 3-4 months, one after another, to remind us sadhaks that whatever sadhan we do also, we should never claim for our own selves. Gurudev would say, when you're speaking Harikatha, especially for those of us who are just beginning, he said, you must always quote. He said, never speak your own realizations. For those of us who are just beginning to tread this path of devotion, he said, you must always say, Gurudev said, we must always say, my Guru Maharaj said like this, my Gurudev said like this. You must just relay, don't claim anything for your own self, saying these are my realizations. Just relay what they have said, then you are safe, he said. Or else this anartha of pride will catch you, saying you are the speaker, you are the doer. But when you only relay whatever you have heard, he said, then there is no fault in that. So like Gurudev would also say, like in my own life I have seen so many people that are coming and listening to me. Why? Because I have heard from my Guru Varga. And whatever they have spoken, I am speaking the same thing. Nothing less, nothing more. So he said, those of the sadhaks, especially in the beginning stages, gradually they should only try to quote as much as they can. And then gradually when they attain more and more realization, then something will naturally flow from their hearts. But until then, this quoting and unquoting is very safe. It will keep you very steadfast in the path of devotion. Or else the element of pride will touch us. So the Vaishnavas, they have this treasure chest of what Vyas Tattva is and who our Guru Varga are and what their Swarup is. So if we try remaining humble and submissive to them, then naturally, just as milk will flow from a cow to its calf, similarly the treasure chest of their hearts will also be unlocked and the contents therein will also be realized by us. Because ultimately their moods is only that of seva. Nothing else. They have nothing else to give. So for that, we ourselves must have a service inclination. I speak for myself. Now I am realizing what is the meaning of anugattamai seva. Like when I used to think that no matter how much sadhana I do by my own self, that will suffice. Even if I do sadhana 24 hours a day, that will suffice. But without being under the guidance of Vaishnavas, what is the use of doing sadhana 24 hours a day? Like doing parikrama 3-4 times a day, or waking up at 2 in the morning. But still, if you are following the Vaishnavas even slightly, the slightest order they give, really even slightly you follow, automatically you can feel some mercy being showered upon you. Even if you don't completely dedicate yourselves to what they're saying, even slightly you follow. Just like a baby, still you see how merciful they are. So this is how merciful they are. Even slightly you follow. So now I'm realizing now how this is a very safe path. To always be under the anugatya of the Vaishnavas, or else on our own, then like the Vaishnavas said, you'll have to face your own karma on your own. And this is a very painful lesson to see, facing your own karma in our own lives and in the lives of our God brothers also. Like we've seen how they're facing their own karma, how one of our God brothers was so strong, but ultimately facing one's own karma is a very painful lesson to learn. So therefore we must never take it upon our own selves, saying that we will do sadhana, we will do. I will deliver myself. This is a very dangerous path. Very dangerous path. I only pray the lotus feet of Vaishnavas that I will never tread this path again. Always be safe and secure. And try to follow their orders even to the slightest degree, small degree. And so I will end here and hopefully we can listen from the Vaishnavas about this truth, about the tattva of Vyas Puja. Om Chakrabhataru Bhishya Kripasan Vyavacha Tanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha.
ज्ञानंजन श्लोक चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nityalila Prabhishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, likewise to Arupa Nuva Guru Varga, to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we are observing the appearance day, the Vyasa Puja celebration of most worshipable Srila Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj. Just a few days ago, that was we observed his disappearance also. So, order of Vaishnavas try to glorify. Also, they take this opportunity to speak about Vyasa Puja Tattva. Vaishnavas, we know, they are not ordinary. So, their appearance and disappearance is transcendental. Actually, they have also that authority or the autonomy. The Vaishnavas, as by themselves, they can choose to stay or not to stay in this world. And they're staying here only out of mercy. And also their disappearance also is their mercy. So, just like our Srila Gurudev or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we can see that they choose the time they leave, and usually that's just before their appearance day. And like Prabhupada, it's like a month before his appearance, then he disappeared. And Srila Gurudev as well, Srila Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, just like 5 days. Last 17th, now it's 22nd, so like 5 days. So it's a Tritiya, he disappeared, now is Ashtami. And we know anyone in Krishna and Radharani's party, they're always in that Ashtami appearance. So today, Ashtami, he said that Vaishnavas, they have said that they choose to disappear just before their appearance out of their mercy also, because they know their followers and all this related to them would feel so much separation. And then, so if they disappear first, and then after that, then their appearance comes, then somehow this feeling of separation becomes pacified. So on the appearance of the Vaishnavas, then this devotees, especially the disciples, they observe this day as the Vyasa Puja of that Vaishnava that they considered as Guru. So why is Vyasa Puja? Vyasa Puja day is on the first day of Chaturmasya. That's the Purnima, the Purnima, that's the appearance of Vyas. That's like officially the Vyasa Puja day. And on that day, Vyasa Dev is being worshipped. But then we look in the example in Mahaprabhu's Leela. Our Lord Nityananda, who is Akanda Guru Tattva, is the original Guru, original principle of Guru. He has taught us that worship of Vyasa Dev is not complete unless really you worship your Gurudev. So he, on that time, for them, Mahaprabhu is their Gurudev. His ultimate guru also. So he did not even want to begin Vyasa Puja until Mahaprabhu came. And he didn't want to offer the garland to Vyasadeva until Mahaprabhu came. He offered the garland to Mahaprabhu. So in the same way for the disciple, the day of Vyasadeva is not just really just worship exclusively for Vyasadeva. On that day, then they worship their own Gurudevs. And all their Gurudevs, their Vartma Pradarshak Guru, the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Gurus. And in the same way, the same principle, on the day of one's guru, then that you consider as Vyasa Puja. Why? Because as our Guru Varga has taught, especially our Lord Nityananda, he's showing that how do you worship Guru? You worship Guru as the representative of Vyas. Not just like, oh, he's my master, or anyone can be your master. Anyone can be your like idol, or you know, like your teacher. But in what mood? In what relation? So the root relation would be for the disciple. Of course, there will be like variation, but the root principle would be that my Gurudev is none different from Vyas. And who is Vyas? He is that personality that has revealed the absolute truth. And we say absolute truth, meaning the Vedas, meaning Krishna himself. Hari is Paramatattva, the supreme absolute truth. And when we talk about the absolute truth, that means like the Shastra, and specifically most like important to us and to the whole world is his manifestation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where only after that we know Srila Vyasadeva. Until he manifested the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he was never satisfied. So this we are acknowledging. When someone worships his Gurudev as Vyasadeva, then he's worshiping that appreciation that, oh, he's none different from Vyas. By him, I learned, or I have the opportunity to learn and understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. When you say Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not just like tattva about God or specific pastimes about God, but specifically understanding the highest devotion that a jiva can have with God. And that can be seen in the relation with the Brajabasis, especially with the gopis, and especially, specifically, Srimati Radharani. So this is the glory of Srila Vyasadeva, glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So on this Vyasa Puja day, when disciple worship Guru, also Guru, the one of five Guru, they also teach this to their disciple. That like our Srila Gurudev on Vyasa Puja day, then he just doesn't accept worship for himself. On that day, he himself engages his disciples to worship the whole Guru Parampara and showing that we are connected in this family. And all the way to Srila Vyasadeva. We know Srila Vyasadeva, he's guru to all the sampradayas. Srila Vyasadeva is not just the guru in our sampradaya, in the Brahma Madhva sampradaya. He's there in all the sampradayas, in Ramanuja sampradaya, in Chatusan sampradaya, in Vishnu Swami sampradaya, like all the sampradayas. And so gurus, bona fide gurus, they don't cut themselves from the parampara. So by especially on their appearance day, then they're showing and they're engaging their disciples that if you want to worship me, then worship of me is alone. It's like cutting yourself from the parampara. You have to worship all the way to the source, and your worship will be complete. So Srila Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, he is that personality that is Acharya. He is bona fide guru. He is worthy, qualified to be worshipped as Vyas, as like representative of Vyas, like Vyasadeva himself. We know Vyas is not just a person, it's a post. So anyone that fulfills the mission or is doing like the function of Vyas, what is that? Vyas means to dissect, to divide, or and also to expand. Like Vyas, he said that there's only one Veda, but he divided them into four, expanded them, and this is all for the benefit of all the jivas. And this way, connecting the jivas to the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, Srila Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, we have heard his glories, specifically how he is in that mood of like confidential maidservant of Srimati Radharani. She always has that disposition, that even when he speaks, he would always like consider like female gender. And sometimes people will like laugh and they think it's a mistake. But like it's just natural for him, because he always feels that, oh, I'm maidservant of Radharani. It is my misfortune. I've never had opportunity to have physical association with this great Vaishnavas. But hearing about their glories, how they have a very intimate friendship, relation with like our Srila Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, then because we have a relationship with Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas who are related to Srila Gurudev, then we also feel that they are one of our like senior family members. And they're there to also help us. And they're our well-wisher. So on this day of his appearance, then we celebrate this day. Those who have relation, then we can understand how much that relation, they're doing this festival. And so they're having this Harikata. And so like us, like little children, then we can appreciate something and appreciate their real glories and somehow inspire that we also want to become like them. We also want, like, this is the mood of that family of Mahaprabhu, specifically the line of Rupa Goswami, like our Gurudev. That is their mood. So we want to be also like that. Specifically, Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, he is strongly in that mood. This we only appreciate because we hear from the Vaishnavas, who is also in that mood. And so therefore, today we express our gratitude and pray that our sadhana and our path towards bhakti will gradually or quickly progress under their merciful blessings and guidance. Vansha kalpataru vishya kipasin vecha paditanam vishnu.
This Vaishnava acharyas appears the this. Why is worshipable? Respected, yeah, divine master, spiritual master. There appears the not only his followers. The disciples are following. They are giving great chance. All ordinary people, anybody came, they arranging festival, inviting everybody, and they are very merciful. Anybody came, offering their near one flower, offering anything, glorify, remembering them, respecting them, anyhow, they're taking prasadam. Then what happened is, puja meanings prithipidhan, loveful service. So our love is below low, not Guru Varga's purpose, not God purpose. But all are like to their bliss. Oh, I will be happy. My followers will be happy. My family will be happy. But I don't know where I'm worshipping. Who is accepting my puja? And real love where from coming? I have no idea. But Guru Varga given this great opportunity, very great chance giving. They kindly the calling, inviting, you come. And that day, their glories are, followers are distributing. So firstly, this is prasadam, your bless, mercy. Also, anything is the offer, obeisance, respect. This is the direct channel, like connected within God and God near and dearest. Like anybody chanting Mahaprabhu's this Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They don't know anything, anybody. But all Mahaprabhu's parshad or all knowledge, everything coming there near. They're chanting only Mahamantra. They don't know anything. After, they are also advisor soon. And they also next is big scholar and pandit and acharya. Everybody they're famous. Where from come this everything? They only try to follow Mahaprabhu's order. Oh, you're chanting Mahamantra. But this much, yeah, now. So Guru Vaishnavas, there is not ordinary. They are giving for jivas help and mercy. There appears in this world. Also telling why is this called in this Vyasa Puja. This Vyasa Puja means Vyasadeva's special desire. This you respecting all Vaishnavas. God representative, followers and bhaktas, devotees, you serving. Therefore, Vyasadev, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto 2, until 12th canto, all glories of bhaktas, his writing and explaining, reserving. Again and again, you reading, remembering, following their footstep, you getting there near to everything. No need going running here and there. No need doing austerity and tapasya. No need any adult meditation. Nothing need, no need hard any work. But you only follow Naradishi, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, this. Other many bhaktas. After last, he's saying Brajadevis, Brajagopis. Until last glorify. So this parampara with anybody came and this, they are now is acharya, there appears day. That day respecting, then everything they taking and purifying. All are giving something like is, like farmer, he is bringing some flower, he don't know how can make garland. Some vegetables he is bringing, he don't know how can cooking and offering. But came his temple, then is nice, specially cooking. And offering and taking time, very tasteful. But this farmer is giving. He is farm to bringing. He don't know how can this special so will be very nice sweets, but tasteful. This flower is how nice making garland. After this flowers, rose petal which is making this gulkand and very sweets and cooling in body. But anybody not know. But this acharya called special. He has all power and capacity, and also he is purifying and nicely he is offering this on Guru Parampara. Until Guru Parampara, this is going, God does fit nearby. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he is early morning chanting Harinama in Radha Kunda. Then he is specially many things is making and cooking, he is giving Rupamanjari. Rupa Goswami, Rupanjari giving this Lalita Devi giving this Radharani, Radharani giving this Krishna and feeding. Krishna very happy and dancing. Krishna say, hey, who is making, who is cooking, who is arranging, how can come? Oh, very tasty. Then all are, you testing, all taking, say, then definitely giving. Who is making? Giving him. He not testing, then how? Definitely giving. And giving him, he said, no, I am not taking. No, why not taking? Taking, Krishna telling. Then he is taking. Then, how am I all understanding? That he is not taking other things, only buttermilk this much. Every day he is taking this prasadam. There was no need other things to get, eating. No need touching also, smelling also, no need. They are already strong. No problem. But one day, how understanding all are? Therefore, his stomach is now fluffy. He now sick. The sickness will know, then no anybody not know what is this matter. So this Guru Bhargava, they are anything, when grass species is giving them, dapatani patram pushpam phalam toyam. Where is Krishna? I don't know. I am giving you Guru Vaishnavas. They, this patram pushpam phalam toyam, what they making, you don't know. Like our special this cook. You giving some fruits, they making nice cookies, cake and apple pie. Nice tasty things. Then you sing, Baba, how is this making? Special. Similar, our nature, character, desire, behavior, etiquette, mood, tendency, everything is rough. But anyhow, came in Guru Vaishnava's near, offering any things, they are purifying this. And very special, making tasteful and giving in Krishna. This is great chance, good opportunity. This is good special day. But people no understanding, foolish people. Oh, every day best puja, Are Baba, you are lucky. Today halwa, next day rasgulla, next day malpua, next day pakodi, chowmin, burger, pizza, pasta. This is, how is special, you know? The Krishna's mercy. Anyhow, this is puja meaning prithvidhan. Happiness for, pleasures for. But for whom? Then telling best, including best. One appointed. Until they are going, they are to, this is stands for going, Srimati Dharani Swarup Shakti is near. He is, this side to going, is middle, appointed. Other person not take responsibility, not take care. Vyasadeva came first, then he is 18 Puran, Upapuran, Upanishad, this Ved, Vedanta, Shastra, everything is manifesting. And he has this power and capacity. Therefore, any puja's name is best puja. Anywhere to be doing anything, then they are offering by channel in Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, then he is looking, this is Karmi Gyani, Yogi, I am giving what? Dharmartha Kamukha. But no, looking is his Rupanuga. Then he not touching. Like Dharmaraj, Jam Maharaj. Anybody living body this world, then fast going Jam Maharaj near. Jam Maharaj looking, where sending? He has a lot of pies, then heaven. Oh, he has more pies than Tapaloka, Janaloka, Satyaloka, Pitriloka, yeah, Brahmaloka. Looking, no. This person is Bhagavad Bhakta. Then he is calling and bringing car, yeah, palanquin and Viman and sending this Golok Vaikuntha. So similar, Vyasadeva is looking. Oh, what they need? Pancham Purushartha, Bhagavat Prem, Prema Bhakti, then Vyasadeva. Not telling anybody. What? Where sending? Until Sukhdev Goswami is near. No Jaimini, no Vaishampayan, no Poila, no Sumanta. His four disciples important. Not there. Why? They giving Dharmartha Kamukha. Distributing. But Sukhdev Goswami giving? Nigam Kalpatarur Golitam Phalam. Sukamukha Damritita Pasanjutam. He is speaking sweet only, Rasam Alayam. He giving, this is pure Bhakti Rasa, Braja Rasa. He is Nibrita Tasya Rupagyamana. Bhava Usadat, Srutra Manaviramat. Ka Uttamasruka Gunanu Badat, Umana Virajit Bina Pasugnat. He is giving this. What? Bhava Usadat. What is medicine? What is treatment? What is diet? Good diet? Healthy food. He is giving everything. He is giving Rasama Alayam. He is making Rasik and Bhubi, Bhabuka. He is giving, arranging for meeting Bhabuk Rasik with this. This is his responsibility. Therefore, Vyasadeva has one personality only. He is giving Sukha Parampara. Meanings, Bhagavat Parampara, Sukha Parampara meanings, Harikata, pure Rasamai, hearing for taste and desire increasing. And that personality with his you meeting, very lucky. So all are, this any our Gaudiya Gurus, pairs they following, then little bit following, saying my Gurudev or Madguru Jagadguru. I am following my Guru, then I am following all Guru. So you are only speaking, but you cannot practically doing. You following your Guru, then other Guru? Oh, all Guru including my Gurus inside. All water is same water. Then why you are taking bisleri? Why not the drain water? Urine also water. All our urine taking, cow's urine why taking? Other urine taking, pig urine? Donkey urine? But no. Madguru, Jagadguru, yes, good, true. But other Guru, you are respecting, then everybody will be very happy. One Guru will be happy. Oh, respecting Vaishnavas. Also, other Gurus. Then Gurus are recommending and praying. Sometimes something missing, something doing wrong. Then all are saying, no, 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 please forgive him. Why? He is respecting everybody. Something mistake, no problem. But all are not respecting anybody. I am independent. I mean, like his freedom. Then really I am orphan. Nobody excuse me. Nobody myself is any helping. No requesting. Therefore, any gurus appears they very lucky. All are offering their obeisances, respect. Glorify them. Then you are begging, praying. This respect is channel with this. At a time run. At a time run. At a time going. Until we are going, our Vaisdev near, Vaisdev sending Sukadev Goswami to bus coming next down. Where? Mahapurush near Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Swarup Rupanuga Gaudiyas. Clearly, channel going that way. Not everywhere going. Not going dharma for, karma for, not other way going. Meaning your mood is changing, automatic changing. Harikatha for taste coming, service for desire increasing. What reality, understanding. So this is very good process. Very easy process. Hard working, doing tapasya, austerity, fasting, nirjala vrata, this and that. But you cannot follow your nearby Acharya Guru Varga. Foolish. No brain. You follow them, respecting them, then look at you. Your austerity, your independency, fruit is where to coming, and you following Guru Varga, where to come, what is your near? Everything easy, very easy. Otherwise, 3 lakhs chanting, doing tapasya, this and that, after supper coming only. Why? Who helping me? Who take my responsibility? Therefore, all Gurus are Vaishnavas. Sakala Vaishnava Gusai, Daya Karamore. Dante Trino, Dharikahe, Edino Pamare. Why praying like this? Thakura Vaishnava Gana, Koriyeni Vedana. Mobala Adama Durachar. Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakuro. Why praying? Ebara Koruna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Why praying? Therefore, I am doing any things. Who giving fruits? But I am following Vaishnava's Acharya's Guru Varga's footstep. They are my authority and guardian. Very kind. Therefore, there appears and an appears day. Appears and appears day. How is important? Then you little following, only that place is going and brooming and cleaning. No need, you sitting there, hearing something. Okay, you are greedy taking prasadam, you don't know anything. Also, all inspiration and instruction, not only power is how it will be connected. Then not possible, you're doing is wrong anything. I'm going wrong way, impossible. Behind there, Shakti power is catching, holding, and protecting. Like Krishna saying, the Dwarakapuri is for his both hand with his, he is protecting this Dwarakapuri. Similar, this Bhakta, They are all time our authority and guardian. They are protecting us. Never tension coming. Never problems creating. And bhajan for, bhaktis for, or is it taste increasing, desire increasing? So therefore, not thinking today one day, next day another day, what is problem? Good luck, good fortune. This is goodness for our, this good activity. But every day somebody is for some application going. Vaisdev near. Then Vaisdev representative requesting. Then Vaisdev definitely hearing. Okay, why 100,000 people, why sending money and message? This person for? This person following everything? Was at the time he is signing paper, checking. And checking, then is sending. Oh, chalo. He is now Mahaprabhu's line, sending. Then, Swarup Damodar Prabhu, Rupa Raghunath, kindly, there is giving this Ashtajam Sadhan. Then giving this special bhajan pranali. Otherwise, then no authority, no guardian, then what chanting, what doing? So today, this Bhakti Jivananda Goswami Maharaj, his, how is Rupanuga? Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, first day, he is telling. Like Das Goswami is telling, Mahaprabhu, same telling. You hearing Harikatha, without Harikatha, you cannot speaking anything other persons with this. Only Harikatha. Harikirtan, this is your life. Bas, his complete life. Only speaking Harikatha. Radhe, 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 chanting day and night. And Kunja making. How is his arranging alone? Impossible. This is not. How is flower garden? How is cows take care? And all milk preparation. Of many are anything, this Guru Varga's things. Many are nothing. But Maharaj Niyara came. Maharaj is Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, all disciples with his meeting for arranging. They coming, Maharaj is serving, follow them, going there near, take some training and their mercy. Therefore, everything is very easy running, no tension. So now, tomorrow next is hearing Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, Dev. Apparently. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Amara Samanahina Naye Sansare Mashtira Hojiche Pare Bhava Parabare Naye Sansare Mashtira Hojiche Pare Baba Parava Kula Devi Droga Maya More Kripa Kori Abarana Sambarive Kave Vishwadari Hare Kripa Kari Amarana Kabe Vishwadhari Shunechi Agame Vede Mahima Tomar Shri Krishna Vimukhe Bhandi korao samsara. Mahima tomar Shri Krishna vimukhe bande korao samsara. Shri Krishna samukhya jar bhagya krame haya tare mukti diya kara Ashokaya abhaya. Dari mukti diya kara Ashokaya abhaya. Eda se janani kari O kaitava daya Vrindavane dehasthana Tumi joga maya Tumi yoga maya Tomake langya kotha Jive Krishna pai Krishna rasa prakatila Tomar kripaya Jive Krishna Pai Atomara Kripa Tumi Krishna Anuchari Jagata Janani Tumi Dekhaile More Krishna Chintamani Nishkapata hoye mata chao mora pane Vaishnave vishwasa vridhi haka pratikshane Vaishnava charana vina bhava parabara Bhakati vinodanare hai vare para Akula devi joga maya More kripa kori Avarana sambarive kovi vishwadari Gola Devi Joga Avarana Sambarive Kavi Vishwar Jaya Kula Devi Jaya Joga Maya Kula Devi Jaya Joga Maya Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Tiger, Hare Ball, Hare Ball, Hare Ball, Hare Ball. Hare Ball, Hare Ball, Tiger, Hare Ball.